Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDondee and the podcast on fmr.co.za. We all use WhatsApp. We all get annoyed by WhatsApp. This is a quick tutorial on how not to annoy others on WhatsApp and how to try and get the most out of it for yourself. The most common issue I see on WhatsApp is with photos. First off, consider switching automatic downloads to off in WhatsApp. This means your phone doesn't get filled with images of memes and adverts from every group you're on, and family pics are easily saved by clicking on them, holding that click for a few moments and pressing save. To do this, go to settings in WhatsApp, click on chats and switch off save to photos. While you are there, you probably want to set your backup to on. Trust me, a device will break or go missing and you may want to get some of that nostalgia back. While in settings, go to storage and data and poke around in there. Decide if you want images to download in high quality, or for that matter at all when you're on cellular data only, or just when you're on Wi-Fi. It's quite granular. Notifications, well, there is a good place to decide if you want your phone to own you or vice versa. Consider whether you want messages to ping you or to show the message notifications even or not. Consider not. Your life will probably improve for the better. At the top of the main screen of settings is a banner with your name. To the right of your name, you'll notice a small icon of a QR code. Press that and your personal QR code will come up. Show that to another person you want to share your contact detail with and they can scan it with their phone. They don't need to be in WhatsApp, they can be in anything. And they will get your name and number and your whole contact card, in fact, sent straight to their phone magically. Little bit of advice, fix your own contact card first before using that. You'll find it under your name and contacts. To use WhatsApp on any computer anywhere, go to WhatsApp Web on any web browser, the one that you like to use, and scan a code in settings under linked devices on your phone. You'll be able to type and receive on any device. Of course, make sure this is a device that is private to you, because otherwise everyone will be seeing your WhatsApp messages. You might not want that, and that is a security threat. If you're in a big group that bugs you way too much, but for some reason you don't want to permanently leave it, but you want to properly ignore it, far more than muting it could do, consider archiving the group. Messages coming in will silently go to archives and never be seen by you at all. But you can always go look at your archives at any time and restore them by the same system as archiving. And that system is slide the message to the left, and you will see archive will be an option. 2 seconds to put them back if you ever want them in your life again. You can also, while you're there, pin 3 chats to the top of your screen. Use this for people you need to remember to get back to or just commonly needed people. They'll stay at the top of your screen. Slide the message to the right and click pin or unpin. You can also do this inside a chat with a particular message where you can star it and you will find that message a lot more easily. Now, a public service. Don't click on the phone with the plus button at the top right of your screen when you're on groups, as you'll call everybody at once in the community group you're in, and nobody can stop you, and it's beyond annoying. But it is a good way to establish a group call in a small group of friends or family with one click. But please be aware of that when you're in bigger neighborhood groups. The last tip is WhatsApp now has AI built in. The purple rainbow hollow circle at the top of the screen. If you update your WhatsApp, that is, it's AI. And if you click on it, it's not a message to anyone, but it pops up an AI system and you can ask for an image or anything or do some research. It is as powerful as any other AI and it's free and relatively quick. You want to create a picture of a dog riding a unicorn? This is the place to do that. It produces reasonably good results, actually. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or you just want to comment, david@fmr.co.za and find me on @DavidDondee on my social media channels. That's DavidDondee and the podcast on fmr.co.za.